great to be here. And I mean, really mean that the last time I was here, I had a great time, and it was very friendly, and it went on later, maybe, than it should have been. But I was, when I was talking to Paul, well, when we were emailing to Paul, and he was saying, "Will you come down?" And I said, "I'd love to." "Oh," I said, "it's 4 years now since I was down. I'd love to come down and again." And he said, "It's 5. I went, "What do you mean? So I know it's 5 years." And I went, I realised that my memory isn't great, and Paul's is. But things change, I suppose, with the passage of time, and things don't change. I think it's the exact same T-shirt I was wearing 5 years ago that I'm wearing tonight. Not the same knickers, but close, you know. I don't buy an awful lot of new clothes, but I'm going to start. So we'll start with this. Maybe if there's anybody that can do that or do this, we might just start with that, you know. So just to give a little rhythm, you know. So. So here goes Marcus Sokram. Ni market ha aron gyr geis gyr ku ni doy a relu le a not in you ni yenig marko na marius na marconi man khush ni marko shi man tsah ta khayda ro vo de shin anish and then it's makanil ni makanil na makanil ni makanil ta aron there's a space between the mac and the rest so you can have a rest before you carry on ni makongol ta aron na makongol and remember to head for the last syllable for your emphasis so if you said makanil or Machaneel, I'd settle for that. Machaneel, Machaneel, and fire a chudach to the green and teal, and fire a hat a loch to and a hat a loin derrig a deal. Machaneel, Machaneel, a scree of dawned it that would make you feel for the first time and the last time and all the times in between. And before you ask what it is in English, a question which is liable to give me gonorrhea, my colonized name is McGonagall. Thank you very much for your Bula Boss and your Bula Boss in it. So changes. I was trying to figure out, you know, fabricate a shape around what I was going to do tonight, and I was picking out bits and pieces. You know the way you think, oh no, I won't say that, I will say that, and then you change your mind again. But I was trying to figure out, was there a through line? So the one I've invented is change. So, like change, you know, change comes, change, we don't like change, we accept change, we want change, we don't want things to change. The last time I was here, the last time I was here, Liam O'Mahony was with us, and he's not, so that's a change, you know. He was a great man for texting and emailing, you know. And even his emails were poetic, and his texts were poetic. But one of the last emails I got from him, or one of the last texts I got from him, you see, this is another change. Glasses. I used to be able to see things, so I'm going to put on some glasses. I asked him how he was getting on, and he was in hospital and out of hospital and various things like that. And he said, "Time at Vincent's. These bulls come out a chinny that are stick me." So I was in Vincent's and I was well bet, I suppose, and they kept me in. And the last line, I love it. He says, "Nilain law na bein a scale hainiga." It's a great line. There's no day that doesn't bring its own story or doesn't have its own story. So I suppose it's about recognizing that, or, you know, not being afraid of it necessarily. I don't know. Trying to deal with that, but so just in memory of Liam, I suppose it reminds me, like when you send texts to people, I have a little stupid phone, not a smartphone, so I have to delete texts, you know, to make room. But so in the digital age, I suppose, the digital footprint or thought, cushy or whatever that people leave behind. So I just sing it's a start as a poem and goes into a song, and it kind of deals with that in a way. It's not being able to kind of delete somebody's name from your phone because they're not here anymore, but like Are you ever going to ring that number? If you did ring that number, would you get through? I suppose, I don't know. Anyway, this is called Cara. Titum Gashiri, Ganturlint, Ganturt, Gan Parachute, Gan Grime Adomareni, Acharan Maus. Didig Breher Vakal Dababa. Didig Breher Emline Simmer Dachroim Chiaum. Ne na fuli daum, konus na fuli daum, nur a hagan an bas an skibun leish kachlo. Vulis latim ring lor, laura marer nihna, laura nuh bio, is skuil mo grain pas, ni agad an limbo shafos, ni skrisi diverom ha. I'm Orlish and Romsha. Scam of Rome, when Kalter Fad. It's Lem of Rome, Raham Gachrod. Gachrod. So I suppose when you're sad, which is hopefully an unusual feeling, but when you are sad, it opens out other stuff, you know, you can kind of feel things differently. Sometimes you're more open than you are normally, I suppose, because it's an unusual feeling to have, I suppose. So I don't know if this is a poem, but I'm going to read it anyway. It's called Tho agus Naho. Now, if the ancient Irish people are around, they'd probably tell me I'm saying that wrong, but I think it's Tho and Naho. And the reason I called it Tho Agus Naho is because I'm starting a campaign to bring both words back. Apparently, in Irish, I don't know if you're aware or familiar with it, but there isn't a direct yes or no, which kind of can fuck you up, you know, but it can also lead to very evasive, circular ways of, you know, denying all responsibility. But even in referendum questions, you know, or elections or whatever, like, the questions never respond to the answer that they've given you. It's like, this is both, my answer is falling in between the question and the answer. Anyway, so this is Tho and Naho, which apparently was the old way of saying yes and no in Ireland. Maybe Louis might know more than that. No? Okay, you're not going to help me here. Thanks, I'm just throwing you behind. So I sent this, actually an email just to somebody in Cork here, near the lock, I think. I was just sending an email about how's it going, you know. But I just kept on writing these other words. So anyway, this is what I sent her. I said, Cunas ta an ta id hail, agus cunas ta an níl. An minic ta a ragut nir as giridit an níl. Da meach the níl in a ha, is the ha an a níl. An meach the hail ní dacra, nu the hail or the vian. Nu nain ach will the yifaratara, ach ma, nu da, nu a gan hiel. So I suppose with change, you kind of begin to, maybe for me, I'm beginning to understand that it's okay to say yes, or sometimes it's okay to say no, but to say it and believe it, and it's not an insult to somebody if you refuse or accept, you know. I sometimes go through phases of not knowing what to write, or not being able to write, or not caring about writing, or whatever. But I was looking through a book that, his name is just after escaping me now, but I was looking through a book, it was basically a collection of Irish language poetry for the last 100-odd years. O'Murray? No, it wasn't O'Murray. Anyway, it was a big chunky book, and every poem you ever wanted in the world in Irish was in this book going back for the last 100 years. And I was really enjoying reading a lot of the stuff, a lot of the stuff I wasn't familiar with. I was flicking through the book, and at the back of the book was the first, you know, the way they have sometimes in books, the first lines, the index of first lines, because I suppose when you're in school, a lot of times you might know who wrote it or what was the name of it, but you remember the first line, and if you remember the first line, you remember the second, you know. So maybe that's why they have it in the back of books. But I was looking at these first lines, and then I went, oh, this is great, I'm going to rob all of them. So I haven't written any line in this poem. These are all by other people, but I just thought that they kind of went well together. So it's called Céad Líonta. I was going to actually do 100 lines because Caed is first and 100 in Irish, but I got lazy. So so this is, yeah, so it's maybe about 50. So this is Caed Linte. Tá cuine ann, ní mé cé díobh. Cheapa an an dachasa, i gúnas na híhe stop mé tamil. Chlosin an tlúsid laun, a rhíne, a lí rom ar an labba an nocht, is dachar an túlach seo dumpar, fúr mé de litr, is uignach dúin. Hospil sesame, tá bán béal dorisach in ín cuir a tach, Shachas dun dun ten a sinicúlachta. Niach ame aini is uigni na sin. Tan char. Tan clog a bula. Sin a kera harde. Bugan sílse. Cé hi an bhean a hiúl an lát. Castar ar an riaviad. Cé gwyl scríaf. Cé gwyl leaf agus scríaf a dang a hénacol. Is uignach dúin. Id a fólca. A stána amach. Míle blíon. Na bánúin lé, agus muid ag amacht, agus muid ag tacht ar ais, na dilioga ag etlut, agus mé óg, agus na léhanta eile sin, ainóin gúile isig an lá. Bíní de bríon, ar a clúig a chlog ar maidin, ar lag trá ar misnig báistach i drálí. Rihin le magana, san dorach adit seo, ní éin ní, éin ní a stór. Strapper a fir, she trihe an eirde, ta frogs a bocaird, uid mech. So, thank you to everybody who wrote those lines. So when you're, you know, what am I going to say about this? I think this is called a found poem. Don Frihe, maybe, or Frihe. So I don't have all the kind of jargon, I suppose, of poetry and stuff, but I think it's a film where you see a poem in something that isn't a poem, I suppose. Which I suppose is what poetry is. But anyway, but I was, you know, when you speak in Irish, when you want to speak Irish, when Irish is your thing and you're kind of, it's where you're living, you know, in your head, and I suppose living in this country means you're feeling odd most of the time, that when you do hear Irish, it kind of pleases you, sexually almost. There was a guy on the bus on the way down here from Dublin, coming in to the quay here, and I suddenly realised he was yapping away to somebody in Irish, and you know, I felt like going up on him, but it was probably not the right place to do that, you know. But yeah, so it's a kind of you get a sexual response, like somebody called it the Gaeilge horn, you know? but yeah, I don't know, does anybody get this? so anyway, this is called Wouldn't It Be Great If It Was Like This All The Time? Thank you for calling the Unpusk TV license payment service the system is currently set. To use the English language, press 1 if you would prefer to use this system in Irish. Is onan an taile raha, the chiadun is telefisha, agus ciad shasti euro, bich iver de chorte laser, fui de laive got le de hail. Nu, the rawa ershin, iver de chorte crevasse, mas minat trarbe laort, the hibrahor, bluiger, chnap. Mata cadunas a good fui lahar, agus an fogra am nuachan a fui da lah brugin hain. Mas unan an iver helifon a will to a gleach as agus da fri of iver helifon a brugin hain. Le mer chlar di gleas telefoin, cur ishtach an iver hagar ha, a hain a di chandunas telefisha, ta shach vigur deag sin iver hagar ha. Could a stach ever the heart of laser, nor the heart of credvasse, the mere heart of glass telephone, Luig Nikel Igor, the daughter Dolan Hale. Agazelin Rug Derek, Luig, Ned Hyde, the three Igor Swandal, Erhul, the heart could have mahaled as in Terry Shah Uso. Show for the Chadunas Nuachut, Lashtig the Delah Ibra, Slaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa Yeah, so it's nice to have that kind of change, but maybe it's a bit messy. I suppose more change, I suppose, in a way, I suppose a number of years ago when the marriage equality referendum was being debated and all of that kind of stuff. It was just great. It just felt really good. It felt like the sun was shining all the time. And there I was standing at the bus stop, and I saw two young women on one bike. One was on the, what you call it?
Crossbar.
Thank you. And the other was on the saddle. You know the way you do that. So one is steering and the other's doing the pedals. And they just looked so happy, you know. And I thought, that's great. And they smiled at me as they were going by, you know. And that's lovely. And then later on, I was walking by, because the bus never came, of course. But so I walked down to the Dart station in Sea Point, I think it was. And anyway, so there they were, showing their love to each other, kissing away, and one went off home on their love bike, as I called it, and the other went on the train. And I just thought, isn't that just beautiful? You know, that I suppose two people of the same sex can inhabit the love world in public without anybody kind of giving them grief, without them kind of repressing their feelings in any kind of way. And I suppose, compared to what it was like when I was growing up, it was the complete opposite, you know, like queer bashings and all kinds of horrible shit going on. Like in Phoenix, you know, it wasn't Phoenix Park, it was Fairview Park, wasn't it?
Fairview Park, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, anyway, so, change. So this was kind of written as a poem, and then it turned into a song. So this is called Bert van Hoge. Bert van Hoge, den rover fellows, banner and trasnon is na hanly finished you, ban the dealer rohloon the drehon, didn't stas a shillow of hood, see the rohir tar broad, rohir tar broad, keen romy. Against Oshun Dart, a pogus a duchu, a kid a gum tart, Balin banum trasnon lim, adahum rorum raw, sitting in harosh till in a bay. So other kinds of change, I suppose, you know, a huge amount of change in the country in the last while, and a lot of it for the good, really, but I suppose there's always bouncers, door showery, you know, there's always bouncers in the world, you know, people who are protecting their position, I suppose, and trying to keep people out of wherever it might be. It could be any aspect of society. An awful lot of times it would be that women would be kept out, or attempts would be kept to keep women out. But also linguistically as well, you'd have people who, you know, in Irish anyway, and maybe another language, who would judge you by the way that you speak. You know, put you in a little pigeonhole because of the way that you speak. You know, so anyway, this is kind of maybe dealing with both. I tried to write it from, I was trying to imagine being a woman, but so this is called Leia, and it's written in appalling Irish delivery. Uskul me ma bail, agus arbersheed ni me cart. Uskul me ma bail, agus arbersheed rudy mar firinskinach. Uskul me ma bail, agus arbersheed ni cad ni abrindine eisho. Uskul me ma bail. Agus Abershid, Tashid Far and Amer Fad, Abershid Tamatanga Druch. Achin Muz. Tantanga Shah Muz, Mufukla. Uskul me bail, Agus Doon me bail and Shin. Fon me. Doon me closer, Agus Ni Tukin the Far a Reish. Uskul me bail, Martame Tassal Rorudi. Is she a canisori? Atomic era uskul mabel. Níl tamagum bechan, níl me abel te be anja kaita, ta sheet mo fokle, ta sheet mo smuinte, ta sheet anish. Thank you. I suppose more change. There's no end of change. I suppose it's again not too familiar with different words for things, but pronouns, that's he and the she and that, isn't it? Okay, great. So the pronoun, you know, where people now don't necessarily use, I was going to say normal pronouns, which obviously shows where my brain is at, but, you know, the he, she thing is kind of, you know, optional or a choice, whether you use either of those or neither of those. And for me, I find it very, my brain is trained in a different way, so I find it very difficult to kind of stop not saying she and saying they, you know. It's just, I don't know, I need to retrain my brain, so I've been trying to retrain my brain so that I'm not always automatically saying he or she, that I might just throw in an old plural there just to be on the safe side. So yeah, it's me trying to change, and yeah, so this is called Ulrich, which I suppose means multiply. Has another meaning, doesn't it? Plural. Yeah, pluralize. Yes, okay. Dere le denarach na dialectica, le sin idrialu inskne, le sin ni chlein a reab oirehe, le calca na kina yeite, nir dinne den dish, e nu I, ach a rian nav ye narha ata adriel, an triu parsa ulraha, shalvaha ako, Ní cantathe de trisnach ag lúbíní an héitetáid, ach las mud de chiórannacha alfa agus omega abíd na habítere, talcha in Nineve, ta ulra an omós dritte. That was a new one on me when I was writing this. Ulra an omós apparently, maybe it doesn't exist anymore, but it was, I think a lot of times priests would be given ulra an omós, so they would never be given he. It would always be a day, you know. Different Ulra and Omosh. What are we doing here? Oh yeah, changes in relationships. And I suppose the bed, you know. The bed is where a lot of action happens, and the bed is kind of reflective of how people are getting on or not. It's kind of, can be a battlefield, it can be an isolation ward. So this is a very short piece. Afric Nikkei helped me with one of these lines, and it's much better. And it's called Tocht, and in Irish, Tocht is what is Tocht?
Striker.
Tocht.
Brown. It's heavier than sorrow. Sorrow. And it also means mattress. Luckily for me, when I wrote this, you know, it's really kind of handy when you discover these things, you know, these unisex words. So this is called Tucht. Níl drumchla na lapin dénta de la mai la, is níl lár na lapin sita sa lár go bailach, shelib glachta is gaitar talib gachra shal, skail rám an na baha an marlín bál. Some things don't change, and the thing that doesn't change is me burning food in the kitchen in a pot, when you try and clean it, you know, the burnt bit, especially rice. You burn rice, you know, it's kind of there, like for a while. It's kind of like a tattoo that's going to remind you of your failure yet again. But I remember my grandmother had a print of a Louis Le Braque birds or a load of birds or something like that. I think he did the drawings for, come on Marcus, you can do it, for an Laurishin Kurklechele, Time of Hulinga, yeah, so those kind of images were in my head growing up, I suppose. They're quite stark, they're just black shapes on white, a lot of them. So this is a very sharp poem called Ardishti, and again that word, I remember hearing it growing up, it was Glan the Ardishti, you know, like clean the pots and pans basically, but I never actually wrote it down in my life. I didn't know how to spell it. And I was looking it up and I realised, I thought it was Oris T, you know, which Oris is obviously Oris Nuchtarn, but it's also receptacle, I suppose. But so this is Oris T, which is one word, anyway. So you learn something new every day when you're writing. So Oris T, Alta Lebrache, Igbunafuta, Tatuna Narisha Deutsche, Stubborn Lalta Ganskapa, Mjonean. Change, I suppose, is also, you know, when you used to be doing stuff and then you try and do that stuff again when you're getting older. I'm almost 50 now, and you're getting older and you try to do the stuff that you used to do and you realise, oh, I can't. Or I'm not as quick or as fast or as good at doing it, you know. I used to play a lot of acoustic guitar and, you know, working the fingers, plucking away and all that. And, of course, one fine day in July, I smashed it to pieces. So years later, anyway, I got another acoustic guitar and I tried to, you know, relearn a song or play a song, and I realised, my God, the fingers don't do it. Then I realised my voice was a lot like deeper. And I said, where's the thing that I used to do? I used to be able to do this. So kind of this is what that's about, in a way. So this is called A Aulum Auroin. Is Gardevim a Velum Tanucht, is Reine. Is garve is dainam a rob, is leshgul a hanga, na ihe a head chumha. Ma viola a bunt blast na huile den a fuckle, a foulum sheish an aurain a beast, kuini kyo in a gorachig. Scaffold and vedranoim a raw, mulig, shavig, rehemig, bruig agin stilog a cream, pyok gach shraung a bach dos kyun an uim fwil, mornig an mynail, kemad an chawl taun ad a chorpain. O si, gajig a myona, is an corda is dacradam an eft dam an tishin, ordog dan adord vwili, tribal an muidin an shishile, goch agus shainti gamach lesro, fuckles of reach, no ti kwech ar an fuck. Tos no da rist. I remember I was sitting down in the kitchen listening to radio in the bed. It was probably a Saturday morning, so it was like a chat show or whatever, talking about shite, basically. And after 10 minutes, I started writing down a lot of the words that people were saying, because there were all those kind of horrible words that, you know, you never use in normal speak. It's all like politics speak, you know. Business speak, just words that don't fit into your pocket as you're walking down the street. They're like a lot of times words can be used to keep you out, you know, or if you don't know that word, if you don't know how to use that word. And I was writing them down. I didn't know what I'd do with them, but so this is all of them. in Connemara they call this Béla, which is like Berla, but Béla is just Mountship, basically, you know. Teramo, Teristig, Abrehenu, Federhucht, Quimshuch, Mienta, Akma, Arfeshuch, Kriter, Aharu Mion, Bulle, Sherevishi, Starthorus, Agriachti, Martha, Leonri, Stadir, Tobishtuch, Ferbert, Kategor, Quishte, Tulish, Fustiacht, Ranog, Mulla, Drown, Narshunta, Discourse, Sprukene, Struchtur, Tide, Lormahe, Fasacht, Kocht, Proches, Kurdevain, Rangahe, Kurdegail, Unud, Nichorum, Fudfad, Annelish, Tauchon, Fad Termach, Bacht, Fad Ryerkoch, Denre, Gar Termach, Ervaum, Kopesh, Den Lahas, Bosheed, Counter, Foshnesh, Krinis, Elev, Dahil, Buon, Trochdoil, Skaga, Arku, Tossiach, Bjog Bjorn, Denov, Fragare, Darka, DNA, Shashir, Krinu, Nodruch, Saler, Tachtanir, Egan, Gadlu, Kertrasne, Muyanu, Clayfarpair, Milev, Riechtenish, Komasu, Spruckfubble, Man Ho Shielta, Sinekulach, Reduil, Erunach, Bartus, Scrudu, Tile Folletul, Tumuntus, Asioga Kion, Status Quo, Arrigid Moor, Sangolus, Angolus, Duhlon, Consboid, Inera and Lay, Egan Buintisha, Darirafui, Egan Doyle, Eocht, Eoscu, Arnoil, Aroid, Lag, Loider, Hubble, Akadul, Ahantus, Akvin, Akalu, Artul, Neil, Tha. Meknecht, Stard, Invarnacht, Practicul, Baile, Plan, Drecht, Kosnien, Takiacht, Multi, Starul, Tauchi, Ruchten, Suchi, Dochulacht, Darifacht, Reliacht, Dultach, Inaitacht, Lachen, Wounde, Infrastructur, Raua, Tange, Tas Dratisch, Wem, Chundailoilischen Stratisch, Scho. So more change, kind of. This one is called the Union Jack, and it was me, I suppose, changing to try and understand what the hell it was. The Union Jack as a flag, and I think I remember my son going into a shop. This is a number of years ago now, and looking for bear runners. And he picked it. He says, "I found a pair." Like, he brought it over, and there was a Union Jack on the side. And I felt within me saying, "I'm not fucking buying that," but I didn't say that. But it was like, you know, why did I just think that I was going to say that to him? And I was trying to analyze what it was that an image, or an image, I suppose, or colours, why it was that they kind of caused this reaction to me, because it's only colours, it's only a picture, you know, it's not
a symbol.
Well, yeah, I suppose it is a symbol, yeah. But you can kind of, with a symbol, you can put in all the hate, you know, but you can decide not to put in all the hate, you know, as well. But yeah, so I suppose it was me trying to figure this one out and, like, say a big fuck you, but at the same time, kind of go, this is why, and then and we're going to move away. So the Union Jack. Liam fe vratan leanta shkachihe, bratan me hirig leerskris, bratan dihehe, munim me lekan len a hirde, len a hrol, a vonig me hirshe, a charan knaas fiol er hortgachar. Is allingam tail and vichar mechnas, bratan a verle shinge ve meha as, me em vurle, kuchte stigen chit filtiche, dach rishjorsche danam liente filtiche. Ayrin is Ishlin brought an antishka hihe, brought a hackering, so hogshin fe rirshe, to worm erskaragol fame ratta the haishe, is taishi and vrit, deniverna sailshe, vad again. Schlaunim and brat gemeen and most of round, drum er laskum brat gemeero good of lefown. Tanning in the fair kuchum leshen rat, dog as fog and salt your fodrig a mark. Strack and brat and ail to schachihe, mar a strack and brat lehenig as leon moi hirsche. Stiel vritter or sule bert let him reester her, fecker kinadali and a brat the marine, brat the marine, lubum fe brat alish hocher nach nelig. Why ain't in school shall me studying me staying? Oh, who in the coin? Give a bomb a machine. Marihin and Saltier Andreas. Good can a coin in a seer share. Good can a coin in a seer share. Good can a coin in a seer share.
Yeah.
How are we for time? Am I just overstaying my welcome? Or? Quinomic, right? Okay. So what do we do? What do we give this? We'll leave the rat point out. Yeah, it's quite disgusting. So. Well, there's a disgusting meeting happening here tomorrow night. So we can read all our disgusting poems then. This one. What? Did you not know?
No.
Do you remember that meeting that you had downstairs?
We do, yeah.
You know, there was another one upstairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the splinter group. There's always a splinter group.
It's not General Doherty, is it?
This is, I suppose, well, it was called Iarracht before, and I changed it to Iarracht because Iarracht is a bit stiff, I suppose, as a term, but Iarracht is a. The, you know, when you go on the walk, it's pilgrimage. A pilgrimage. And then, yeah, so it's a pilgrimage, and I suppose things that change, the things that stay with you always when everything else changes, I suppose, as well. And one of the things for me was when I grew up in Dublin, I used to listen a lot to Padraig O'Riordan, the Sean O'Riordan, all that mass music, all that organ stuff, the choir, all that kind of stuff. I used to love that. It was my own private mass at home. And Pather like has written a lot of lovely songs. He wrote a song called "In Lung Mé Massam," which Cathal Coughlin, I think, covered. The guy who used to be with Fatima Manches, wasn't it? And Michael Disney. There's a video for it somewhere on YouTube. It's called "In Lung Mé Massam," so check it out. What's that?
Gardy.
Did Gardy? Gardy maybe did it as well. Yeah. So anyway, so it's kind of like those songs that walk with you when you're walking through the world, and other things change, but those songs and those kind of tunes are important, I suppose. So this is called Iarracht. And I'll do probably a line or two from each song. Basically each verse, I suppose, references, more or less, references a song. So I'll do maybe a line from each song just as an interstitial. Iramínish im árasán éin seomra bídach a brú le dua knapa an teib hafadáin fúim háun afriní riada a líanam a chlítach áit tá séir á éin dia bolag an orgáin in a vas uxigane a tógan kio dríachta ír nu a vánísach os mhiún an gás ag éilú in a hit o an véil Arna hir tan snuff lahishing a hard. Ira garv, chor a stereum of wintere, gush grieving a hopile or hearning a tapegum. Padrigo puma a kana kachemenia is ganisigum o halavadown kataraga. Kush. Howling in the fucking magazine, he gets real, got to be a dog, a face for I am on Kyoshin. Is studio radio on the Liffa, Ashling, Yal, Irla, a dove chasse, feveran, a ding. Is Fen Miran, Ella, Rihimi, Rinke, Duffere, a mask, a stach, a samach, Shindiri, give a shachtrach, then our wuim rian in Vanach, Kaharach. The flat tree go rose to reloveless shallow way. A douche the gahar harkey down the casket. Shing reich and bus mocha all the Graceland chule is aist at le cor and afford and in situ. Good am glaich ra, good me hanna vahar treis vash is the willim le fille a valle. Madin moin chayn kishe the lawr hum chifrem sa yaun. Nes na validor na kaga Kham na uch na yen vaun Da chrini dar na har tain po Is to las dar na tain te Nes da hog dar kyo triyachta So filmer black clean the sucker de is tucked in my din loin can kisha e lung on dum the raw then te a ha sail a law screeny then te a dahan law ga screevy then te a din a scale the toriachta the chum glory the day and it's a nor and a hair and a gonly Bishop and Tay, Revan a Heverick Sorle, Bishop and Tay, a Han Googie O'Gaia, Carnell, Manad Hose, Bishop and Tay, her confusion sailor, And La Denos is not Brishnos, the Hoshde. Down the Koska Elataka, Fihibli in the Raigon Trosnar Tuggoch, is it in Dah Aunach Shin, Paini Harla, near Harla, Millerucht, Riedach, Korach, Gudinish. Aga Shome, Derry here, Shasta Hul and Tape, Lagule, Tripin. Sitteth a loosh down, Thrace and Afrin. Fiafin minin deem, give out to go. A queen of her Mahanavahar a time, a derum. It's a raigling, a gugon barra, or to hood my winter hain or vein a mala. It's shastas a relic a rimmel of locha, liam lach screven. Taig o buachala, ta lure. In rainalach, in all ail and ta pale. Im long me massen I lihain, a tacht a machas me veil, canter ferroe, tandanas and kill homashin, so canum ferroe. When cheadur than te a kailach, and tarna ur, da vac, machara. In iri naling, I dig seed an iri a kailfer, me hain is a vac, a mum I harangash. Is the hurra ar nihil, is our nuhrucht in some yiniv. Run for tea lane at Urim, a chimadid, commits a shan, a gazlia, less in mana screven, shahar in merlach. Vushk me gule, a gazarin drum, gomorolach. Yeah. I'm going to leave you just with one short little piece, and we'll be on back there. Which is okay?
Yeah, Ken Garrett.
Ken Garrett. I'll give you one verse of this. It's my little hour on Novish. I suppose there's a saying in Irish, "Sully Ruda le Hard Nari," which is it was to do with Sligo, where the O'Dowd family had been dispossessed from Ordinary, and they were always looking at the castle and at the mound, you know, fantasizing the day when they reclaim it or whatever, you know. So it's about imagining something that's never going to happen. I suppose like the Rastafarians and the Jacobites, we were all at it. So anyway, this is a hopeful song. Hopefully it's called Aaron Dochish. I'll give you one verse. Suli Huda Le Harnadi Kashir Natanta Le Spal is Kuram Gali Gah Ribfer Aydu Gah Dor Ruchta Railt a railt le codu, how scrib huavonishna is new, dead a dent of force is new, dead a dent of force is new, dead a dent of force is new, dead a dent of force.
For me, Margaret, but it's a lot of calls.